a Buddhist practitioner and a psychotherapist from the West Coast who's here in D.C. for a three-day conference on meditation and research on meditation, really, that features the Dalai Lama. So, Brian, let's back up and tell people who the Dalai Lama is and what some of his roles are in the world or in the universe.
This is the 14th Dalai Lama, and he is 70 years old, and he is the spiritual and political head of Tibet. And you may wonder, well, how could he be that? Because Tibet no longer exists, technically, because the Chinese came in and took it over in 1959. But he is the political leader in exile in Dharamsala, India, where he's been since the Indians accepted him, and is still actively treated like a world leader. As a matter of fact, today he was staying with us throughout the conference, but almost right across the street is the White House, and he went over and spent a couple of hours with Bush and with Condoleezza Rice. So there's a very political part to this experience as well. He was found when he was 2 years old in a small town in Tibet and declared to be the 14th Dalai Lama. And there's a process that the Tibetans go through to find a reincarnated teacher. And I don't know that it makes sense to get in the details of that right now. But
no, but I'll say this. It can't be any worse than the primary process we go through to select our president, you know?
Well, actually, it's fun, and it's rather more mysterious how they go about finding him and choosing him. But so he's brought to Lhasa, which is the capital, and to the Potala, which is the basically the place where the Dalai Lamas have lived for centuries. And from the age of 2 to the age of 16, he was being trained, both as a monk and as a political leader and as a spiritual leader. And it's supposed to have been to 18, but because of what was going on with the Chinese, they had to empower him as a political leader early. And in 1959, he had to leave Tibet because the Chinese were literally taking over the country, and there was fear that if they'd captured him, they would have killed him. So he went from Tibet down to India, in the process crossing the Himalayas and crossing peaks, actually valleys between peaks, some of these 17, 18,000 feet high, down into India. And so that was quite a trek. And he's been in Dharamsala since 1959.
Now, the Dalai Lama is chosen in this little town when he was 2 years old. But of course, when we say chosen, there was no connection. The family he was born into had no royal lineage, no connection to anybody. This current Dalai Lama was just found in this family and declared to be the Dalai Lama. And I think you've told me that he's believed to be the, they may not use the phrase reincarnation, but the principle is this is the same Dalai Lama each time at some level. Is that correct?
This is the same each time.
The same energy? How would you say it?
The same, it's described not as a reincarnate, but as a stream of energy or a stream of consciousness that is reborn. And so that there's an ever-changing quality, but there are some things about it that remain familiar or similar so that there could be some recognition from one life to the next of a previous life, for example.
Like the clothes and the bald head are probably the same every time.
Well, not so, but there are certain other things that certainly are. And for example, that really strong, compassionate spirit. Mm-hmm. He is considered to be the reincarnation of Avalokiteshvara, who is basically the bodhisattva of compassion, and he's the 101st reincarnation of that individual, but he's the 14th Dalai Lama. So there actually is a history here that goes way back, I'm not sure how far, so that there's quite a bit that he assumes when they find him in that little nomad's village at 2 from a family that had no connection to anybody.
Right. And when a Dalai Lama dies, the Tibet is then leaderless for a while because it takes a while to then choose where the next Dalai Lama is going to presence himself, make himself known.
He, before he dies, will inform someone, and this may be his regent, for example. I don't know who this current Dalai Lama may inform. But he will inform someone before he dies of what kinds of things to look for when they go looking for him. And so He'll give them enough information so they have some idea where they start looking. He may even tell them what country, for example.
Oh, well, I would hope so. You got to narrow it down some.
He's already said it probably will not be Tibet.
Really?
And because the problem with going back to Tibet and being reborn is that Tibetans may take him. And so he would never have a chance.
Well, the United States is friendly. He could go East Coast, West Coast. Heck, he could end up in Texas.
Well, he has a monastery in Upper New York State. So who knows?
Where in New York State?
I've forgotten. Okay. There's actually two. Actually, I think he's in Ithaca.
I was going to ask because I'm from Rochester originally, and I know that you are from Buffalo originally.
Well, he has, I think, a monastery in Ithaca, and then Penor Rinpoche, who is the past head of the Nyingma School of Tibetan Buddhism, has also a monastery in Upper New York State. So that's quite an interesting area in terms of monasteries.
Yeah. Okay, so the Dalai Lama is both a head of state and a religious leader. And you've talked a little bit about what it's like to be in his presence. And I have heard this from other friends who have gone to see the Dalai Lama when he gives a talk. You commented before how it was a relatively small group, 2,200. Some listeners may not quite understand that. The Dalai Lama is not unlike the Pope in that when he comes to the United States and does appearances, he might appear in three or four or six cities, and he might draw 70,000 people or more. Correct?
Very easily.
He might fill a football stadium or some other venue.
He could do that very easily.
And so 2,200 is, everybody's pretty close to him compared to, you know, not compared to the average meeting in the corporate world where you've got 30 people at it, or even the average church congregation that may have a few hundred, but it's not, you're not in a football stadium situation. There's only a couple thousand people.
In this case, we're in an auditorium for 2.5 days, and of course, everyone has made a commitment out of an interest in the topic he's talking about and talking about with other people, so it's a little bit different situation than a talk he may give in a much larger venue, but only be there for a couple of hours.
Yes, because on Sunday at the MCI Center here in D.C., the Dalai Lama is appearing, as I like to call it, in concert, solo. And I assume it will just be a talk. I've not heard anything about it, but a few friends and myself are going down. And it happens to be my birthday, November 13th.